Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives, and we are highly grateful to Him for that. Let me encourage you from the book of Revelation, chapter 21. I love the book of Revelation because that's the hope of glory that we have, that everything will culminate and the coming of the Lord will take place. And how glorious and beautiful will it be to be in the presence of Jesus all the days of our life. Hallelujah. So the Bible says in 21:4 of Revelation, God will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Hallelujah. I like that. Everything that is old is passed away, and behold, everything has become new. An unknown writer wrote, "Think of stepping on shore and finding it heaven, of taking hold of a hand and finding it God's hand, of breathing new air and finding it celestial air, of feeling invigorated and finding it immortality, of passing from storm and tempest to an unbroken calm, of waking up and finding it home." I was listening to a beautiful, beautiful hymn written by Charles Gabriel in the 1900s, and it says, "Oh, that will be glory." He writes very beautifully. He says, "When all my labors and trials are over and I'm safe on that beautiful shore, just to be near the dear Lord I adore will through the ages be glory for me. When by the gift of His infinite grace I'm accorded in heaven a place, just to be there and to look on His face will through the ages be glory for me. Friends will be there I have loved long ago. Joy like a river around me will flow. Yet just a smile from my Savior I know will through the ages be glory for me." And the chorus says, "Oh, that will be glory for me, glory for me, glory for me. When by His grace I shall look on His face, that will be glory for me." My dear brothers and sisters, reflect on this truth. You may be going through a difficult phase of life. You may be going through trials and temptations. You may be going through pain and sorrow and suffering. But let me tell you, Jesus said, in this world you'll have tribulation, you'll have pain, but trust in me. I am going to the Father in heaven to prepare a room for you, to prepare a home for you, and I will give you peace. In this world, we will go through difficult times, my dear brothers and sisters, but take courage. A day is soon approaching when we will be with the Lord. Hallelujah. Let's catch the glimpse of heaven. Let's catch the glimpse of eternity and trust God for a mighty miracle. Hallelujah. In our lives. Reflect on this truth. One moment of heavenly glory will outweigh a lifetime of suffering. Live with the assurance that God's tomorrow will make today's struggles worth it all. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you for this beautiful day that you have created and added into our lives. We are highly grateful to you for who you are and what you are in our lives, O Master God. Lord, I pray that today you will give us grace upon grace, favor upon favor, faith upon faith, glory upon glory. Lord, even as a lot of us can go through trying times and difficult times, Lord, through it all, you will make a way for your people. Lord, through it all, you will come through for your people, delivering them, Father, liberating them from the pain, the suffering, and the sorrow. And above all, O Father, that you will enlighten us by the power of your Holy Spirit, that we'll be able to, Father, catch the glimpse of heaven and have that eternity in our perspective every day of our life. O Lord, that we'll never forget that one day we will be with Jesus in heaven. Hallelujah. One day he will wipe away my tear from my eyes, and one day there'll be no more death or mourning or crying or pain, for the former things have passed away, and behold, everything has become new. I pray today, Lord, as your people step out to their jobs and businesses and running the daily chores of their lives, I pray that your grace and glory will abound upon them. I pray that you will keep them from the evil one, preserve them, protect them, provide for them, prosper them, because they are yours. I pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. I take authority over every demon of infirmity, and I command it, and I cast it out. Get out and enter into that body again no more. For by the wounds and stripes of Jesus, we were healed and made whole. Hallelujah. We thank you, Jesus. We give you all the praise, glory, honor, dominion, power, and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. Amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you. And bye for now.